This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Whether the Trump administration can hurry a safe coronavirus vaccine into wide production has become a focal point of the 2020 election campaign, in which polls show Democratic nominee Joe Biden leading Republican and current President Donald Trump. At a briefing, President Trump says federal agencies, including the military, will be ready to distribute the coronavirus vaccine when it's ready, and he predicts sometime in October or November, though many health officials disagree with that time frame.
We'll be all set. So as soon as it's given the go-ahead, they're doing trials, as you know, and as soon as it's given the go-ahead, we will get it out, defeat the virus.
Joe Biden said Wednesday President Trump's refusal to take key steps to tackle the coronavirus pandemic, like instituting national guidelines on social distancing and testing, should disqualify him for the presidency. The Democratic nominee also accused his election rival of politicizing the vaccine development process and said he does not trust the president's public statements. At a news conference Wednesday, Biden says he trusts scientists working on a vaccine, but he does not trust the president.
I trust vaccines. I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
The Federal Reserve pledged Wednesday to keep interest rates near zero until inflation is on track to overshoot the U.S. Central Bank's 2% target, a bold new promise aimed at bringing millions of out-of-work Americans back to the labor market. Forecasts by central bankers showed that would not happen until at least 2024. The new guidance marks the start of a vigorous monetary policy debate as the Fed shifts from a crisis-era focus on keeping markets afloat during the coronavirus